Suns are finally number one.
Number one.
No, not in the predictions for the next season, but getting the number one pick in the NBA draft. And Bruce, well, we'll take it.
Yeah, I hearken back to this is the first time here in 50 years that the Phoenix Suns have had the overall number one pick, Pamela.
And if you missed it, this is what it sounded like last night.
The number one pick in the 2018 NBA draft goes to the Phoenix Suns.
Woo! There they go. Joining us in studio right now, Suns broadcaster John Bloom. John, it's great to have you in here.
It is great to be here with something positive.
You've got a big smile. Yes, you've got, like, are your cheeks sore? It looks like you've been smiling for at least 12 hours.
Yes, I would say Permagrin has been in full effect. And you know what? It's about time, isn't it? I mean, the Suns fans across this valley and heck, all over the place. There are certainly Suns fans in other places too that are rejoicing today, and it's been a long time since they've had anything to rejoice
about. Exactly. So put it into perspective. How big of a moment was it last night? I mean, nobody's been picked yet. We don't know who this star athlete is going to be to come to the team, but just put last night into perspective for fans.
Well, I would just say this, Pamela. I think that it is natural for a Suns fan, and I've been one for 30 years. It's natural for a Suns fan to have this built-in cynicism, skepticism,
I won't bring up
pessimism, the isms that aren't really good isms, you know, because of the way it's been as a fan. We've gotten so close in some respects, but never really felt like we got the benefit of the doubt or the luck. Mm-hmm. It just hasn't been on the Suns' side over the course of the 50 years, as you mentioned, Bruce. So I think to get something just like this, even though, as you mentioned, we don't know who they're going to pick. We don't know if that guy's going to be great. We don't know if they're going to make a run to the playoffs next season or win a championship anytime soon. But what we do know is they finally got the win.
There's hope.
A win. They got number one. There's hope. And I think you need that to build upon, to get to where the Golden State Warriors are now. Look, I have to tell my kids all the time, the Warriors used to stink out loud.
They used to be a laughing stock.
Yes, they were awful. And it wasn't even a decade ago when they were that bad. So that's not that long ago. They needed to get a number one pick. They needed to get a couple young players to put together and then build on that. The Suns need to do that too. And they've already kind of started it with Devin Booker, but now they have an opportunity to get even better quicker.
Add something to it. Again, Suns broadcaster John Bloom is with us in the studio. And let's talk a little bit about that because, you know, history, if you will. Removing Phoenix Suns from it, because again, we don't know who they're going to pick. Having the number one pick, does it fundamentally change a team? Teams that have had number one picks, you look at some of the star players in the league, you know, the history of which you are much better at than I am. What kind of expectations should Suns fans have next year, knowing that a number one pick will be on that roster?
That's a great question, and I think that's where this gets a little dicey, because I don't want to tell fans, hey, go get your parade seats lined up, because we're going to be ready for this. It doesn't always happen that way, but more number one picks than any other number pick make it to the Hall of Fame over the course of the years. More make it to All-Star games. More get named All-NBA players at the end of seasons and win MVP awards at that number one spot.
It seems maybe a better indicator of future success than maybe a number one pick in baseball, football, or hockey, where the landscape is littered with people like, that guy was the number one pick.
Exactly. No question. There are busts. Sure. There are a handful of busts that stand out. The most recent one was Anthony Bennett. The Cleveland Cavaliers took him within the last, 6 years ago, and he has not made it. In fact, he was up with me in Northern Arizona with the Suns G League team this past season. So he's still trying to find his way back to the NBA. There aren't that many of those, but there are some.
Fair enough.
Would say this year, and I know this question's coming, who's it going to be?
Yes, here we are. Exactly.
I have a feeling of who it's going to be, and I have a feeling most of your listeners have seen him. Whether it's just a picture of this beast or whether you watched him play down in the old Pueblo, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I have a feeling it has to be this guy, and if it is this guy, I have a very low percentage feeling that he's going to be a bust. I feel like he's ready to play right now.
You believe in DeAndre Ayton.
He looks 30. He looks like a grown man. He's ready to play right now. He's ready to put on an NBA basketball court and compete with grown men. You can't say that a lot about 19-year-olds, but for him, I think he is.
So if you missed it last night over on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, well, you had these Suns draft lottery show going on with Dave Burns and Dan
Burnsy
Bickley.
And Vic,
let me tell you, when the announcement came, Here's what it sounded like over on Sports.
Number one pick in the 2018 NBA draft goes to the Phoenix Suns.
Yes! Yes!
Yeah, the crowd is going insane.
The crowd.
I tell you, the symbolism of this is profound.
And the crowd
that is genuine
goes
excitement,
wild.
Right?
Yes, absolutely. So you think it's going to be the boy down from U of A, huh? No. That's going to be coming up here to the Valley.
No, it's not. I don't have any inside information.
Yeah.
Ryan McDonough hasn't told me that. But I do think it's going to be very difficult to pass on him, who could be a generational type
quote
of
unquote
big
franchise
man.
Player.
Yeah. And look, the other guy who's going to be talked about a lot is a guy who your listeners probably don't know a lot about. And he's from Slovenia.
Because we can't pronounce his name.
It's not as hard as you might think.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's two chuz sounds, even though they're C's. So it's Doncic. So it looks like Doncic, if you were going to maybe do it
Italian,
wrong.
Not for nothing.
Right. It's exactly. No, it's Doncic. And he is a 19-year-old. They call him Wonder Boy in Europe. He's had probably the best career as a young European ever of any like teenage European. So there's a lot going for this young man, but it's a risk. The one thing that maybe offsets some of that risk is you just hired his coach from the Slovenian national team.
Well, and some people are reading into that. Again, John Bloom, Suns announcer with us right now, broadcaster, is that did the hiring of this coach tip their hand that they're looking at a player that he already has a relationship with?
I can say that with extreme confidence, no.
Okay.
And even after talking to Coach Igor last night, I'm going to just go with Coach Igor.
I can pronounce it.
It's Kokoshkov. That's the tough,
I prefer Coach Igor.
But Coach Igor is what we should all go with.
Yeah, it just rolls
off
the tongue a lot
easier.
Let's
just get that going. You know, you guys can take it over here on 92.3. I'll handle it on 98.7. We'll
Coach
get it
Igor,
going.
Coach Igor, it is.
Coach Igor. So I talked to him last night after they got the number one pick, and he's very sincere. He thinks that Luka Doncic is a diamond, as he called him. He's a gem of a player. He's extremely unique because he's big and can play like a small guy. And so it's going to be a tough decision. I think he has part of him that would love to have Luka on his team. But another part, he looks at this big man and he says, how can we not go with a guy who could be like Shaq? How could we skip the next Shaq if it is that type of situation? Let me go back to the reaction really quick.
Last
night, you heard it. I was sitting at that round table with those guys.
Yeah.
We were tucked away underneath in the arena, and you could still hear the fans. I loved hearing it on the headphones sitting with you today because it was an explosion last night. And there are a few times I remember that feeling in that arena over the course of the 11 years I've been working for the team.
Wow.
This is one that sits right up there with that, just to hear the reaction of the
crowd. Let's hear it one more time.
Number one pick in the 2018 NBA draft goes to the Phoenix Suns.
Yes!
That's genuine.
Yeah, the crowd is going insane.
The crowd.
See, I tell you, the symbolism of this is profound.
So, Blim, listen, I want to like the Suns. I want to feel like I'm supporting
a team.
Is
there a butt in there?
It's been very difficult. Can you acknowledge?
Yes.
I understand. You know, you're courtside every game. It is difficult to be a Suns fan when you feel that it is not a competitive product, if you will. And recent history has been that. Is this the turning point? Do we get a sense from management, ownership, the players, okay, now we turn the corner? Because I think that's what a lot of Suns fans are thinking. I'll say it out loud.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right. I think it's a combination of factors, though. I do think this is a big moment, getting the number one pick. But I think you had to have other things happen in order to get here. And it was so hard. I mean, who wants to go through that? And we said it when Suns fans were asking for a rebuild at the end of Steve Nash's run.
Yeah.
People wanted to move on, but we held on to Steve Nash as long as we could. And when they were asking for this rebuild, you know, my take as a post-game show host was always, do you really want to go through this? Because it's not going to be pretty.
It's painful.
Yeah, it is not. It's going to be awful at times, and it has.
Well,
now let's hope that part of it is gone, right?
Behind us.
From here, it's moving forward. It's adding other pieces. They're going to have to bring some veterans in. You can't roll out a bunch of 19-year-old kids and expect to win basketball games in the NBA. It is a grown man's league. You need grown men, and they need to go get a
leadership,
few more.
Adult. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's John Bloom, Suns broadcaster there. You know, we don't know who they're going to pick or what it means for the team next season, five seasons down the road. But I'll tell you what, I'll enjoy the confetti canyons last night, and I enjoy the enthusiasm and the smile on your face. I think you've put it on everyone else's. Thanks for joining us this
morning,
John.
Thanks for having me. Go Suns.
There you go. John Bloom, Suns broadcaster with us as the Phoenix Suns walk away with the number one pick in the NBA draft. Who will they choose? We will find out soon enough.